You are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Prophet University audio series. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with the click of a button. Monthly subscribers also have full access to hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. Now, let's listen to a few minutes of this month's presentation.
Hello, this is Steve Kasha, and welcome to this lesson on converting calls into more sales. Customer service professionals invest much of their time answering questions, solving problems, and they add value. And while this sounds oversimplified, it's what service and sales boils down to. Customer contact is usually driven by a problem that needs fixing or a question that requires an answer. And both scenarios are opportunities to convey quality, add value, and maximize revenue opportunities. Mastering phone call conversion requires that a service professional practice, apply, and trust in the rudiments of good telephone voice. I have seen too many seasoned professionals assume that they already know everything about using the telephone, so they discount new ideas and then revert back to old behaviors. If we seek greater sales conversion over the phone, then keeping an open mind is vital for future success. In business, relationships matter. When you suggest a value-added service to a customer, their response often depends on whether a relationship exists. Getting a yes from a customer is what we seek, but sometimes there's rejection. And the rejection that we get is often in proportion to the depth of the relationship during that phone call. It works like this. The deeper the relationship, the greater the discomfort a customer has in rejecting our suggestion. So here's the methodology. When there's no relationship, it's easiest for a customer to reject your suggestion. When there's some relationship, there's some discomfort in a customer rejecting our suggestion. But when there is a deep relationship, it becomes very difficult for a customer to reject our suggestion. So a service professional's role over the telephone is to seek the deeper relationship and thereby give the customer something to lose if they choose to not accept our suggestion. Over the telephone, customers will make assumptions based on what they hear. Therefore, the components of a good telephone voice include the pace of speech, which is the speed at which you speak, the vocal tonality, which demonstrates a service professional's certainty and authority, clarity, which is another word for articulation over the phone, empathy, which demonstrates your concern, and finally, the word selection, to reduce misunderstandings when serving customers over the phone. For starters, a service professional's pace of speech is the glue that holds their presentation together. So to help demonstrate the power that a pace of speech has on a customer's perception, listen to this service company greeting.
Morning, Livingstone. This is Maria speaking.
Did you get the company's name? I didn't either. Let's play that again.
Morning, Livingstone. This is Maria speaking.
Now let's hear a different greeting with a slower pace and an over-the-top message.
It's a great day here at Cavalry Heating and Cooling, where it's always 72 degrees. This is Danielle speaking. How can I make you smile today?
Whether or not your greeting conveys that it's 72 degrees isn't as important as speaking slowly, clearly, and with empathy. Adding a little sizzle can be good within your own comfort zone. Perhaps you wouldn't mention 72 degrees, but you might simply say, "Thank you for choosing us." Use a greeting that reflects your company's culture and style. While these two messages are at opposite ends of the greeting spectrum, Danielle's greeting is over the top, and it does include the four components that make up a professional telephone greeting. Those four parts are the greeting itself, which is what happens when you say thank you for choosing us, or good morning, or good afternoon. The second part is your company's name. The third part is your name. And the fourth and final part is the offer of assistance, which is what happens when you ask, how may I help you today? And those four parts must be there to convey a professional telephone greeting. Conveying your greeting with a smile will enhance your vocal tonality. And adding a little sizzle, the way Danielle does, can be a powerful customer service behavior.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Profit University audio series. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you're already a subscriber, simply log in to get the full program. Or if you'd like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but also several hundred programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.